Welcome to the Total Wireless Store, where total confidence awaits.
Music powers my morning runs, but data overages slow me down.
Don't worry, you got this with the Total Wireless Store. Just bring your number and get 10 gigs of lightning-fast 4G LTE data with unlimited talk and text for $40 a month.
I'd run to the Total Wireless Store right now for that deal, if I wasn't already here.
Data girl.
Discover the Total Wireless Stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Excludes TracFone Wireless Inc. brands, ports. $40 plan must remain active to keep bonus data after 12/31/18. Terms at stores.totalwireless.com.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of EasyWay Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to start off this morning first offering our condolences for all the people who've been affected by the events of the last week. It's been absolutely unbelievable is the word here in the Southern California and Northern California area.
Exactly.
I always say every year California burns down every fall, but this is the worst that it has ever been.
This is the worst.
I've never in my lifetime remember this.
Yeah. Last time we broke records, and these fires are breaking the records of last time. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There was a gentleman in Malibu, they said they were all standing out, and they looked up, and this huge wall, 80-foot wall of flames just came right over the hill. It's unbelievable. And they're all scurrying to the beach. It's just, these fires are something else. And you wonder.
And I want to warn people also about the air. I can't breathe this morning, and I live miles from any actual fire zone. But I'm having a terrible time breathing. So it's no joke. Wear those masks if you're going to be out.
Yeah.
Close your windows. The smoke and the particulates are coming into your home, whether you like it or not. So, but again, our condolences to everyone that suffered from the fire, from the shooting at the borderline, and to the Ventura County, all of it. Just, God help all of you.
Well, let's go into our hot topic because I'm going to do some reporting on the fires, and we'll take it from there. So I believe. There we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic is I went to both the movies and the theater this weekend, and I saw two things that you would not think were similar, at least I didn't think were similar until I actually saw them both. One was A Bronx Tale at the Pantages. Their ticket's still available. And the other one is The Hate U Give, which is a film. They're both coming of age projects. And I didn't think about it at the time, but they really kind of tell the story and let us know that things haven't really changed over the years. Sometimes with certain things that take place in coming of age, one takes place in the 50s, A Bronx Tale. The Hate U Give takes place in this day and age. They're different stories. A Bronx Tale, they say, is a cross between West Side Story and Jersey Boys, and it's a musical. The Hate U Give is a drama, and there's no music involved, but they both tell the story of interracial couples and family and relationships with the police, and it's just amazing. I don't want to give anything away about either one, but they were both excellent. I cried through The Hate U Give. There were some laughs, but mainly I cried through that. A Bronx Tale, I laughed a lot, but there were some touching moments in that also. So I recommend both of you, A Bronx Tale at the Pantages and the hate you give at a theater near you. Jim, what's your hot topic today?
Well, Ruth, it's Veterans Day today, so honoring the veterans. It originated as Armistice Day on November, so everybody kind of has a feeling of, so what is this actually, you know? So it's Armistice Day on November 11th, 1919, the first anniversary of the end of World War One. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for the annual observance, and November 11th became the national holiday beginning in 1938. So that's basically the term armistice itself, if you're not sure, means an agreement made by opposing forces in a war to stop fighting for a certain time in a truce. That's basically what we had with North Korea. And it was just recently that the 65-year term was up, and now they can move along to actual peace. President Trump spoke at Armistice Day event outside Paris honoring the fallen soldiers. Reith and I were talking about California as having more record-breaking wildfires, the most destructive wildfire in California history, leveled nearly the entire city of Paradise, estimated probably when they have 31 people had died, and they're still looking in the campfire. Now, don't think a campfire like the campfire. It's called the campfire in Butte County. The entire business district, the entire area was destroyed. And as by its second day, over 6,700 structures had been destroyed. This is the intensity of this. 100 people are still missing. 95,000 acres have been burnt from this camp blaze. A second major fire, named the Woosley Fire, has burned 80,000 acres. The area affected is in Southern California, the Malibu area, which burned many mansions. Miley Cyrus, Neil Young, Gerald Butler, and many others lost their homes and in this fire. So these are major, major fires. And they had, and actually there's another fire called, and these are all big fires. These are all record-breaking, called the Hills Fire, caused the evacuation of 250,000 people. And what's happening is the Santa Ana winds fan these fires, and it just makes them spread. Fire Chief Daryl Opsy said that 90% of the fire lanes are still basically uncontained. And, well, I have a lot more, Reith, but I think we're kind of running low on time, so we have to move on. Continue.
Well,
this
let's move on to our commercial time.
Commercial time, right.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved.
Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Okay, that would be great. I'll call him back at 11. Okay, thanks. And I wonder who all that applause was for.
I am sorry. I did it again. That was a pretty good applause. I'm talking to Aretha and everything. I looked down and I pushed the mute button. Oh, well. I was just saying, Aretha, the Patty Godfrey Sadler Show, I've been listening to that. This is some good stuff, some interesting stuff. And Patty's got her book. I'll be looking forward to that, too. And, guys, remember to promote. Text promote to 55678. This is a treasure trove of information. EasyWay Network. Subscribe, get accounts, monetize. And people are monetizing this. Well, Reese, we have a very interesting guest coming on, and I think you might be a little familiar. The ABC Youth Foundation, Billy Moore, and I would imagine Billy's father is very proud of him. He is Archie Moore. He was a boxer. But Billy has spent many, many years promoting the Youth Foundation, the ABC Youth Foundation, and his success rate is 90% or more. And let me see if we got him in the queue here. Billy, you on with us? Okay, he might not be in yet. But we went down, Reese, we went down to San Diego, and what they do is there are 1 million punches in the punching bag. And when they get their 1 million punches, that's their goal. And the kids, all kinds of kids are going down there. And they take these kids out of gangs and bad situations. But the results they're getting are phenomenal because, you know, this stuff needs to be addressed. It's quite an issue, you know, these bullying and the gangs. But you know what else they do, Reese?
What else?
They're creating a camaraderie with the police. And the police were down there, chief of police and everything. And they're so friendly. They're holding the bag and they're laughing with the kids. You know, people have to see the other side because, you know, they worry about getting stopped, getting the ticket. But, you know, the reason they're stopping you is because they don't want to see you get in an accident and things like that. They're not out to give you a hard time.
Well, we grew up in an era when the policeman was your friend. Back east, the police walked a beat, and, you know, everybody knew the neighborhood cops. Even the bad guys knew the neighborhood cops. And it's a different kind of climate. But I have to tell you, I was in Hollywood the other day at an audition, and there were policemen that were riding horseback. Jim, I'm going to leave you to take over for a second. I have to take this call.
I'll be back. All right. But we have, Eric works with a lot of organizations. He works with a lot of nonprofits, Easy Way Cares situation. And I'll tell you, we run into just people that help. The situation we did in Anaheim for the American Cancer Society was just amazing. So many people came down to support, and we had people came in that actually did the research on these different forms of cancer. And you meet some of these people and you see their lives and what they invest in this. It's you really commend them. And what Billy does is he just literally goes out in the streets and gets these kids. And it's a hands-on situation. We've and veterans groups and all kinds of situations like that. And people reach out and they help. And I'll tell you, are we in? Do we got Billy in here?
Jim?
Billy on with us? Hey, Billy.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, Billy? I was just bragging about you. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I'm getting ready to go. I'm on my cell phone. I haven't gotten to. I'm pulling into the yard to my buddy right
cell
now.
Phone's,
but no, I
cell phone's working. Cell phone's working. But
no,
Billy, I was just bragging about you, and your efforts are just beyond amazing. You put so many years into this, and your success rate is incredible. And I was just, if I got this right, and I was also giving shout out to the police and how your event down there, they were there holding the bag and, you know, working with the kids, and, you know, I give them a lot of credit because they're not out there to give you a hard time. They're out there to help, you know. But
they were there working with the kids, and everybody was working together and everything, and a police chief and the police chief and about 40 police officers.
Wow. And now you've been with the situation, the ABC Youth Foundation, Bill, for quite a while. How many years have you been working with this?
Well, my dad started it 60 years ago.
60 years ago.
I've been
going
on for 40 years.
Wow. So you have seen a lot. You have seen a lot with this. And you know, what's interesting is, you know, you have a pretty high success rate for these kids.
It is.
Now, what would you say, what is the main, like, what do you reach out to? Do you actually, now, it's a hands-on, you actually go out to some of these areas, you see kids that you believe may be in a gang situation?
No, well, actually we go into the schools. I go into
you
the
go
schools
into the schools.
A lot of the kids. Yes, and we start them as early as six years old, seven years old. You know.
Oh, that's kind of the age you need, right, Bill?
It is, because if yes, it is age that we need, because if we could catch kids at that age, we could stop the problem before it starts.
Well, that's the important thing.
And we stop the kids before they get contaminated.
Exactly. Let's see if we can get Billy to go a little bit louder. You're a little bit faded there. But so you think is that the prime age, like sixth grade?
Look, at 7 years old. That's the prime. At seven years old, that's what we need to get to. And because kids are taking a gun to school now at 5 years old.
Oh my God. They're taking
guns.
So
the gangs are recruiting at 5 and 6 years old. So you're trying to recruit before the gang.
Thank you, ma'am.
This is Aretha Gray, Billy. Aretha, this is Billy Moore.
I'm back.
I like what she's got it. She's got it.
Yeah, Rita's good.
She understands. And I'm out here with the young man I was telling you about, Charlie West. I'm here now. And
you're with Charlie? Now, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm with Charlie right now. Hold on,
okay,
you here? You can talk to him.
Charlie
hold
West
on.
And Charlie, I hear that you literally had to get rid of this guy, Billy. You had to fire him, get him out of there, right?
Yeah, well, a little bit. You know, I had to get him. He needed to go do what he was great at, it's superb. He needed to go be with those kids, so that's for sure.
Yeah, and you felt guilty that he's working with you it's an Angus Asphalt, okay? So he's working with your company, and you thought, hey, this guy can do better just being out there with the kids than working with you. That's pretty. I give you credit for that.
Well,
let Billy
thank you
do
very
his
much.
Thing.
And yes, and let him do it. And that's the whole point of behind ABC being that way, and then being financially sound, is so that Billy can concentrate strictly on dealing with the kids. If you're worried about paying all the bills and you're worried about all the stuff that's around you, it takes away from his time with the children and takes away all of that good stuff. And so that's what we're striving to have and keep going at ABC.
And you work with them, with the kids, and you see the results.
Absolutely. And I've been a hockey coach for a few years now, quite a few years now. And so, yes, being around the kids and Billy's ability to, when you see him around kids, he brings them in immediately. There's a connection.
Yeah.
And there's respect, and you see it, and it comes from all sides, and it's just a wonderful thing.
And now, Billy, I went down to an event down there in San Diego, and you had the sheriff's department down there and all the kids, and you have a number that you're trying to reach, right? Tell us about your million punches.
Well, the million punches is the idea of getting out there, getting the kids out there, getting everybody close together, and it's about punching out all the different things, racism, hate, drugs, violence, those types of things. It's boxing is controlled, I don't know how you say that, controlled aggression, I guess, and it's a way of respect, and there's a certain thing that comes down with that when you learn how to respect that. And it's such a wonderful thing. So the idea with the children and doing that is the million punches, and it's such a great thing to get back in with the police department. Any of the things that are happening in society, we need to. It's just been such a wonderful thing, and we got to start in their children.
Control technical defensive skill. How's that?
That works very well. That works very well.
And with the boxing, it builds their confidence. And do you think that's one of the things that helps, you get a kid that's in a gang and he's got,
Absolutely. I think that it builds confidence. It builds physical fitness. You're all the way around. It's a great thing. You're physically doing something. It's great exercise. There's not much better exercise boxers are pretty much one of the best in shape people that are cardiovascular and everything.
Now, you're saying kids. Are girls involved in this also?
Yes. Girls are involved in it as well.
I saw Billy's little niece that was about 3 years old punching the bag.
The best boxer they have at the gym is a girl.
Wow.
Oh, she just got a free ride. She just got her scholarship. She's going to Cal Berkeley.
Oh, for pizza.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
so
amazing.
She's up there right now, actually, in school. It was this semester, so she started as a freshman this last year.
Now, what areas do you work in? Is it basically San Diego?
Yes, for the most part. Billy's been around. The concept for ABC is just it's such a great concept across the board. It's been looked at across this country at points. Billy's been in Kansas City, St. Louis, Mississippi. Another area
So you look out at these kids and they're in the grade school and everything. What do you see the main issue they have is that's bringing them into these gangs? Are they looking for camaraderie or being accepted, depression? What is it with these kids?
Yeah. my opinion is it's a sense of belonging to a place. It's a place to go.
Belonging,
you can stay away.
Yeah.
Not only it's a sense of belonging and a place to go. Not only that, it's a place for parents who may be having to work all the time. They can't be there for their kids, plural. They're able to go put them in a safe program that doesn't put up with any of the BS that's going on out in the world.
All right. Well, the main thing is it works. And,
well, it works, and I feel, you know, personally, I think it's a breakdown of family. It's been a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's been an issue.
I'm a big advocate of the fact that in the 60s and 70s and 80s, the family was kind of put to the side, and women said, "I don't need a man in the house," and that's it. God designed it for it to be a family. There's a reason why there are two parents in the home, and that's how you raise a child. And we've kind of thrown that out. We need to bring it back.
We need to create, in the meantime,
that bridge family that organization like ABC perform.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's not just for the boys. Girls need a father figure, too.
Oh, absolutely. Just as much. I think that we've, like you said, any of those figures we meet, we've missed that family unit, and it's been I believe that as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, like you said, they want the acceptance. They want to be, you know, in a group and have the camaraderie and stuff. And you guys are given an alternative to hanging out and doing drugs and everything. What would you say when you look at these kids with problems is the main? Like the main problems they have, is it drugs? Is it violence? Theft?
I would think you're gonna probably be pretty close. It's sad, but I would say drugs, violence, and violence is scarily on the rise.
Wow.
In a bad way. And young kids are exposed to violence, sadly, more than they would ever even that we're aware of.
Yeah.
And
now,
they see violence. They see things, and kids hold it inside. It's
how would you
difficult.
Say San Diego is, just for one city? I mean, is it kind of, are you getting a little control of it? Do you think it's on the up or downswing? What would you say?
I think San Diego's an interesting place because of the way it sits. But I think they've done a great job here with doing things. However, the problem, I believe, is on the rise. I don't think that San Diego's got anything handled and it's going anything better here than any other large city. I feel like it's going actually the opposite direction, that it's not getting better.
I commend you, Charlie and Billy for what you guys are doing. It's amazing. And Charlie, I didn't have a chance to introduce you. This is Aretha Gray. You're talking to host of the show, and Aretha's Betty White's co-star and Off the Rockers. So you've probably seen her on TV.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
But
great talking to you.
How can people
get involved with ABC, donate, reach you in San Diego?
Yeah.
How do we find you?
We have our website. ABCYouthFoundation.org.
And on there is direct.
There's places to go, and you can, you know, place to go, you know, get a donation. If you want to give us a donation, that would be wonderful.
All right, sounds good. Well, we thank you, Charlie West, with Angus Asphalt, and you're a hard working guy, and you know, supporting Billy Moore with the ABC Youth Foundation. You guys are doing great, and we'd like to have you back and meet with you some more down there. But for now, we got to move along. But we appreciate your time because I know you guys are busy down there, San Diego way. And
all righty, we appreciate it too, and thank you for the time.
Thank you, Billy.
All right,
guys. And with that, I believe it's a commercial. Right, Grace? What do you think?
Commercial, yeah. And then on to Carmelita.
There we go, Carmelita's Corner.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, boy. Here we go. I have a wonderful, wonderful guest this morning. Her name is Tara Love, and she has become a dear friend and I guess you could say a co-spirit in the music world. She is a multi-award-winning vocalist, songwriter, producer, and she's a dynamic performer. She has the sounds of gospel, country, rock, and R&B. And she's also been known as the Rock Queen of Texas and opened for Grammy Award-winning acts such as Joan Jett, Eddie Mooney, Natalie Merchant, Jimmy Buffett, and more. And she has, as I said, also been recognized as a multiple Grammy nominee. And now let me present my guest, my friend, Tara Love. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Carmelita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
great.
Did you
hear that? Did you hear that applause?
I do.
I was pausing for the applause.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm so glad we made it here on the airwaves, and we had an amazing conversation this morning. I would like for you to share some of that with our listening audience. Can you tell us your journey or where you started with the music and where you are now?
Okay. Well, we were talking, I guess, about 5 or 10 minutes, and I think I just talked it full of all kinds of information. I'll just start with my beginnings. I was born in Pasadena, Texas, outside of Houston, and I was singing before I was speaking. I sang throughout high school and immediately went into singing in all kinds of arenas, from bars to private parties and such. And I had a long career just here in Texas. You know, it's a country.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, it is.
So I didn't even have to leave Texas, although I did. I was taken to California in my early career. And I've given up 3 major record deals in my lifetime. So I've had real close touches with making the big time. But I realized each time that it wasn't really what I wanted. And then I would squash my career and go back to the local, and because I touched several thousand people even in the late 80s and 90s through the mail. This was before we had Facebook or any of our social media. And I had quite a far reach, anywhere from Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and every now and then I would leave the state. But I was raising a family simultaneously. And that was very challenging. Oftentimes I find that my music had a thread of, there's so much to say in so little time. So specifically, eventually I did write some music, and it was channeled through my pain of a second divorce that I did not see coming. And God was moving through me, and I didn't know at the time. It was, this music was not secular. It didn't really, in my opinion, belong in the churches because it wasn't churchy music. It had a sound of secular music, but the words were a little different. And it was just what I was experiencing. So, for instance, the song that I just sang at the Arts for Peace Awards, Just Like My Child, it's just not what you would hear on the radio back then anyway. And since then, we've gone through some tumultuous times in society, and we suffer as a humanity. And I got myself involved in humanitarian projects. I've been working with Sheroes United and human trafficking, domestic violence, and getting behind first responders, primarily women who've been raped or assaulted in the line of duty, and working alongside quite a few other projects. And from this, I aligned my music, but I also got to see behind the scenes, and that we suffered extreme challenges even behind the scenes of these philanthropic and save the world and type organizations, and it broke my heart. Mm-hmm. So after about 5 or 6 years of doing this, my body collapsed. I was, I guess, in my own sense, trying to save the world on my own, and I fervently believe that musicians and music has a unique ability to touch a lot of people with one song, whether it's live or it's broadcast through the waves. And I think leading up to the presidential election and seeing how people were so divided, my heart was so broken, and I didn't know that I was, in a sense, dying myself. And ultimately, it did take its toll, and my entire endocrine system just blew out. And I came home to Texas, and over the last 2 years, I didn't think it would take this long. I am coming back, but I saw many doctors. I was really into health food and natural everything, but I was kind of angry that I had to turn back to Western medicine. And I did, and I'm getting better, but it's a little bit of both. And, yeah, so it was interesting that I received this award, and so it took me back into Hollywood. And got to sing my song there. And that was a really beautiful experience. I personally chose to come into the audience and not on a stage. I just feel I've been nestled here in my little cottage in the forest for so long, and I just wanted to be with the people. I feel that we're all kind of suffering and hurting in many ways. And I needed the reciprocation of the audience and being close with them. And that was an interesting experience because I purposely chose just to come into the dark and that they would hear me before they saw me. And it was just me in a spotlight. So the spotlight came on, and I told the light man, it's me and you, we're going to dance. And if the light isn't there, I'll find it. And sure enough, the light finds me. And I'm in the midst of the audience. There were 2,300 people, something around that, at that event
something,
from all
yes.
over the world.
At least.
A lot of peacekeepers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And so, you know, I always say, God, sing through me, and I let go. Whatever happens in that moment is
yes,
just what happens.
And yes, and you were so well received that you actually received a standing ovation. I know, because I was one of the ones standing.
Oh, thank you. See, I'm not even aware of these things. What is happening?
There were people that really, really responded to you, Tara. It just was a earth-shattering performance. Can you tell us the name of that selection that you performed that evening?
Yes, it's called Just Like My Child. And my website has all of my music. It's T-E-H-R-A-H. It's just Tara, like Cher, Adele, one name.
Mm-hmm.
And so my music is available on that website.
Okay.
And lots of information about me and my journey.
Well, that's wonderful. And looking at your bio here, you also have some other selections. In God's Time, Just Like My Child. That's the one you just mentioned, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Prodigal Son, and
Prodigal
one of my
Son,
favorites,
yeah.
Phoenix Rising, and in the Raw.
Mm-hmm.
You've got quite a nice compilation, and these are all your original compositions, right?
They are, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what process do you go through when you create your music?
Well, it's almost like I have no choice. It tortures me
mm-hmm.
until I write it. And
mm-hmm.
every single one of these songs, especially Phoenix Rising, it seems that so many artists can't write worth a flip unless they're in pain. I think it was Lady Gaga that said a similar thing, or somebody said, I'm not worth a flip unless I...
So it all came
through challenging experiences, and then I just let it come through, and then I
mm-hmm.
produce it with the best of the best in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's for sure. I was about to say, when you mentioned Lady Gaga, that unfortunately I just heard the news that her home was one of the ones that was reflected in this recent Malibu fire.
Oh.
And I'm sorry to hear about that, because I really love many, many aspects of Lady Gaga. I think she's a true talent.
And her latest movie, Extraordinary Star is Born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I was at a transformational workshop this weekend at Chris Howard's in Redondo Beach, and it was just amazing. And part of the experience was that it was held in his home. And so you could go out on the balcony and look out at the ocean right below you. And amazing view was, unfortunately, the fire. You could see the orange glow so loudly, and the smoke, you know, all that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm thinking, here we are in Redondo Beach, and we're looking across the ocean, and what do we see? The fire. It was amazing. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just, you know, really concerned, because I have some friends who live in Malibu, and I'm just praying that they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just more and more of the fires that California's been experiencing recently, you know?
Yes.
It's really been quite a phenomenon.
Two friends who have lost their homes, and they got out with their lives and their pets. And one extraordinary musician, Deepak, he got his guitars and his violins out and the hard drives with his clients' music. And but his kitty died, and his home is burnt, and his studio burned to the ground.
Oh no!
So I really send all my love to these people in the throes of the fire. And one thing that I do know, and so much of my music speaks to this, is when you're in the fire, you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you can fight it, or you can free fall and let the angels come to you that live in bodies. That's what In God's Time is about. It starts with, I see you standing there in your state of such despair, and I feel your pain. And I know that you're paralyzed with fear and you can't see the forest for the trees. Fall into the arms of an angel.
Well,
and that's
Sarah,
what
I'm
it's
just
about.
Yes. I'm just so glad that you have been lifted by the angels. In fact, you are an earth angel yourself. But I'm going to have to bid adieu for now, and I'd like to hear that music. I believe our engineers got it geared up that you wrote. And
yes.
We're going to, again, give us your website because we're getting ready to get on our horse and go off into the sunset now. So
Yes.
What
the
is
website
it?
Is Tara.com, and it's spelled TERRAH.com.
Okay, Tara, thanks so much for being a guest on Carmelita's Corner on the
Bless
Easy Way Broadcasting.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My child. Her child.
amazing. That was amazing. And boy, that's a talented lady.
Absolutely. Beautiful voice.
So we're going to bring our we have a second surprise guest coming on. Aretha does her tech time. I do my gym. But we're going to give a little extra time for Veterans Day. We got a World War II 95-year-old veteran coming on here, if he's on with us. Tom Catalgo, he's the founder of Better Visions for Children and the inventor of the Medical Alert. Help, I've fallen, I can't get up, Medical Alert. And I had him recently on the Carrier Midway down in San Diego, and he was actually on the Midway in 1945, helped develop the radar Loran system. Tom, you on with us?
I'm here.
There he is.
Welcome back, Tom.
Tom, do you remember Aretha Gray? And Aretha, you remember Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tom, I just saying, Happy Veterans Day, World War II veteran.
Thanks.
And I keep getting your age wrong. I'm making you older than you are. But
yes, you are.
You're in your 90s.
I'm only 93.
Okay. You're still hanging in there. So, Reese, I brought Tom down to an event in San Diego on the Midway carrier. And Tom was actually helping develop the Loran system. Right, Tom?
Right.
And how did that feel? I mean, it's been so many, 70 years, and during the war, you were on there working with that system. How did it feel going back in that radar room and looking around?
Well,
was it,
it was eerie, to say the least. And the ship was brand new at the time, and so was I, frankly. I'd just gotten into the Navy. I'd actually done the development on the Loran system at MIT, the radiation lab. But it was a thrill. And also, it was a lot of fun to dance on the deck that day.
And then he was on the deck, and they had all the helicopters and the people and the food, and the stage was there. And I went up and asked the host if I could borrow his microphone. I did an announcement to everybody. I said, "Your attention, I have," and I said who he was, and everybody paid attention. And they were waiting in line to meet him and get pictures with him. After I came off the stage, because he was probably one of the only guys there that was actually on the ship back when it was made. And so they had a circle with all the people watching one specific breakdancer get out, and then he'd leave another one and get in and challenge him. Well, I brought Tom out to the circle, and he just started dancing, and this pretty girl walked up to him, and they started doing, like a swing dance type thing, and everybody's videotaping him.
That was fun.
We got to post that. That's really amazing. So you're the founder of the Medical Alert, and you created that because you had somebody had an issue in your family. And
mother fell and couldn't get up. I'm back in Boston. I had to go back there to find out if I could get something that would work for her. There wasn't anything, nothing available. And so my brother, who's a wise guy, said, "Well, you're an engineer, go back and design something," which I did. But it took about 3 years to get the FCC approvals here. In the meantime, I got them in Australia and other countries and kept alive by doing that, by sending them to veterans also, and, the VA, keeping them out of hospitals and so on. But it was a long,
now,
long
time. That was quite an experience for you, because you wound up getting on Associated Press, talk shows. You were kind of a star at the time. You were on all these talk shows and magazine covers, right?
Well, yeah, it saved a veteran's life, and about 2 days later, I had this fellow in my office from Associated Press. He did a story which went out and created all kinds of unending contact with the media. I was on Good Morning America, the Today Show, and People Magazine, and Time Magazine, and Reader's Digest, and it went on and on. And it helped a lot to get the product out there. It saved thousands of lives by the time I sold out of it. But it was a good story, and the story we have now is even better, because we're helping save the lives of children now. And
now I'm
going
to move into that. Better Visions for Children. You're the founder of Better Visions for Children, and this is unbelievable.
what the kids are going through, and it's not detected, and you came up with another solution, we got to get a cape for you with a big TC in it. You know, because you're not just doing this stuff. What you do affects so many lives. So after the situation with the medical alert, then you developed a system with the Better Visions for Children test kit, which eliminates the possibility, if they have an issue with cancer in their eye, the children literally, if it's not detected, the eye could get infected. They could lose their eye, and it could affect the other eye, and they could actually, be fatally affected by this if not detected. And you have the test kit.
Yeah, well, it's always fatal in other countries, and fatal here about 80% of the time because we don't discover it in time. And yeah, we've come up with this and have a patent now on this test kit, home vision test kit. So people can check the vision of their own kids at home and do it multiple times, which is the important thing. You know, most people can't afford to go to a doctor, let alone an eye doctor. And if they can do it, they only do it once. And once is not enough, because these problems manifest themselves very quickly. One of them is intermittent. Sometimes the kid shows it, sometimes they don't. And so it really is a huge breakthrough to be able to screen the kids at home in the comfort of your own home. It's fun for the kids. In fact, it's educational. If they're pre-verbal, they can actually learn to talk, because you're showing them images on a chart to check the vision of one eye as opposed to the other. But they learn how to, you know, to identify these animals and cars and boats and planes or what have you. And it's just a huge step in the right direction. We're now furnishing this, by the way, and not just here in the U.S., but in Mexico and Africa and Vietnam. There's an international need. If anybody out there has a connection with a sponsor who wants to provide them, always free to the public,
right.
Or buy them and do it themselves, and or a connection with somebody in another country, especially the third world countries, we're very interested in providing this in these third world countries. In fact, we're going to get a mandate in one of them very soon that will require that the children be screened before they start school.
So Tom, we're out of time. Give us your website and real quick, give us your bettervisionsforchildren.com. Is that it?
Bettervisionforchildren.org. But I would prefer anybody that's interested, just call me. I'll give you two numbers. Our phone number, the landline here is, 949-496-4720. Or you can get me on my cell phone, which is 949-426-2656. I'd rather talk to people in person and see what it is they want to do and help them do it.
Well, thank you, Tom, and I'll be dropping by later today, but we're out of time. We got to go, and till next time, we love having you on the show, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
So, thank
bye.
You, Tom.
Tom,
I just
Chicago,
got a couple
World
of quick things I want to say real quick before we sign off. First of all, I just got a news flash that Stan Lee has passed away. He's the co-creator of Marvel Comics. He died this morning. If you don't think you've seen him, if you've ever seen a Marvel movie, he would always sneak in. He did an Alfred Hitchcock. So our condolences to his family. And also, if you need information about the California fires, you can go to fire.ca.gov on the internet. They've got all types of social media that you can use to find out about what's going on with the fire. There also is an app that you can download on your iPhone or your Android. Just go to the App Store and search for Cal Fire. Install the app. You'll be able to get, you can get SMSs. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Twitter. You can go to YouTube, and all will have information. But if you go to fire.ca.gov, you can find out all that information, how to get in touch with it. Because I'm looking at the TV, and the fires are flaring up. The Santa Anas are blowing, and the fire's on the move again.
very hard to stop these hot fires. They're so hot that the water evaporates. People don't realize the wind storms are created. So all of us at the Easy Wick team, they're in our prayers, and God bless everybody, and you know what they're going through, their trials, and our prayers are with you. And until we're out of time, so until next week, we're going to keep everything monitored. Stay healthy, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live next Monday morning. Reefa and I will be here.
See ya.
See ya, guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reefa Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Total Wireless Store, where total confidence awaits.
My wife loves when I DJ our car rides, but overages get in the way of my groove.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. Right now, get 50% more data when you bring your number to any qualifying service plan starting at $35. All in the nation's best 4G LTE network.
Wiki, wiki, 50% more.
Now go find that perfect DJ name.
LA. Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Ends January 2nd, 2019. $35 plans enough. Excludes ports from TracFone Wireless, Inc. brands. Terms at TotalWireless.com.